Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 12. Mind illuminated by the visions. Through the illumination of the Holy Spirit, the scenes of the long-continued conflict between good and evil have been opened to the writer of these pages. From time to time, I have been permitted to behold the working, in different ages, of the great controversy, etc. While at Loma Linda, California, April 16, 1906, there passed before me a most wonderful representation. During a vision of the night, I stood on an eminence from which I could see houses shaken like a reed in the wind. The air was filled with the shrieks of the injured and the terrified. The awfulness of the scenes that passed before me, I cannot find words to describe. That which impressed itself most vividly upon my mind was the instruction given in connection with it. The angel that stood by my side declared, etc., italics supplied. The Lord has seen fit to give me a view of the needs and errors of His people. Fit words brought to her mind. I have all faith in God. He works at my right hand and at my left. While I am writing out important matter, He is beside me, helping me. He lays out my work before me, and when I am puzzled for a fit word with which to express my thoughts, He brings it clearly and distinctly to my mind. I feel that every time I ask, even while I am still speaking, He responds, "Here am I." Holy Ghost, the author. The Holy Ghost is the author of the Scriptures and of the Spirit of prophecy. These are not to be twisted and turned to mean what man may want them to mean, to carry out man's ideas and sentiments, to carry forward man's schemes at all hazards. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall with feigned words make merchandise of you. We must stand as vigilant soldiers, guarding against the entrance of one wrong principle.